Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An update on the fatal shooting of a company CEO. ABC's Aaron Katursky is in New York City near where United Healthcare executive Brian Thompson was killed and says police may be narrowing in on a suspect.
Police now have a good sense of who the shooter is and they are still looking for him. He left clues here at the scene, including writings on the very bullets he fired.
The words written on the bullet casings were deny, defend, and depose. United Healthcare is the nation's fourth largest company and the company's largest healthcare insurer. South Korea's president replaced his defense minister as opposition parties moved to impeach both men over the martial law briefly imposed this week. Amnesty International is formally accusing Israel of committing genocide in the Gaza Strip during its war with Hamas. Last month, Pope Francis called for an investigation to determine the same thing. Israel says it is at war with Hamas, not the people of Gaza. This is ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM. For 98.3 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. As winter weather settles into our region, warming stations across Wisconsin are opening their doors. As the state sees an overall rise in the unhoused population, many vulnerable residents may have difficulty finding somewhere to keep warm through freezing temperatures. In many communities, gathering spaces like recreation centers, libraries, and churches may be used as warming stations during the day. In Winnebago County, the Menasha, Nina, Amro, Oshkosh, and Winneconne public libraries all operate as warming stations, as does the State Street Center in Oshkosh. A full list of warming stations, including those available for overnight use, can be found through 211 Wisconsin. With yesterday's snow squalls, icy roads, and wind gusts, it's safe to say that winter is upon us. And with more storms brewing for next week, preparing is key. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot with tips on how to get your snowblower working and in peak condition.
And with the snowy season underway, it's time to get your snowblowers ready. Experts say to check the scraper bar and the snowshoes to see if they need to be replaced. Then, fire it up. If it doesn't start, take a closer look. Check the cooling machine, drain the gas, and replace it with a small amount of clean and fresh fuel.
If looking at holiday lights is your jam this time of year, a new Wisco favorite is open. The Green Bay Botanical Gardens WPS Garden of Lights is a holiday light show inspired by nature with over 350,000 lights. The Garden of Lights is open Thursdays through Sundays from 4:30 till 9 p.m. in December. It will also be open Mondays, December 23rd and December 30th. From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. I'm Lisa Hale, 98.3 WISS News. For news anytime, log on to WISS.FM.
It's the Packers and the Lions. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers in primetime again against the 11-1 Detroit Lions at Ford Field. Green Bay will be without defensive back Jair Alexander and receiver Romeo Doubs, both dealing with injuries. The Lions have two good running backs, the powerful David Montgomery and speedy Jahmyr Gibbs. Packers nickelback Javon Bullard.
I mean, they got two guys, like you said, that can really go. Two different styles of running, two different styles of schemes that they use. So we got to be tied into both of those guys. Each of them are very special.
NBA, the Bucks losing at home to the Atlanta Hawks, 119-104. Giannis led with 30 points. Damian Lillard, 25. Head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought Giannis and Dame almost tried to will the game, which is probably not good either because exerting so much energy there. So, you know, one thing I wish I had to play like 12 in the first half. I actually talked about that with my staff. I thought we should have done it and kind of got talked out of it.
The Bucks head to Boston to play the Celtics tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The wind will gradually die down this morning. By this afternoon, cold but not windy. We'll get to around 27 for a high today. Tonight, 13. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 25. And then we will bounce back into the mid-30s Saturday, into the mid-40s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside right now, it's 12.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Chair, we're going to talk about the arguments before the Supreme Court about transgender care rights. Next, don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. 97.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS and Oshkosh. And, of course, the Civic Media app here on Trucker Thursday and game day for the Green Bay Packers. Joining us right now, a man that has spent literally almost every day of his adult life in some way, shape, or form covering sports of every way, shape, and form, and did a remarkable job, an incredible career. Mark Daniels joining us right now. Good morning, Marcus.
Johnny, how are you?
Excellent. How you doing, brother?
Good.
Game day.
Yeah, big night for the boys. That's for sure. This is going to be an interesting game. Lions have cruised to control the division, although they don't have it in firm control with everything going on this year. It's been a fantastic run in the NFC North, but this is a team that has caught and passed the Packers over the last couple of years, so it's time to catch back up and see if they can't make this a race. Should be a fun night.
Boy, you sound like you're still on the air, right?
Hi, Mayor. How are you?
I'm fine, Mark. It's just, and I listened to you, even with Johnny sitting next to me, you were just one of my favorite sportscasters. I just listen to you. Do you miss it? You were really, really good.
Yeah, I miss games. I really do. From the time I was in high school until this year when I went down to a Brewer game, I never had to pay for admission to a sporting event. So that's a little different. Yeah. But no, the games I miss, the day-to-day grind, Packers season. Hey, you guys know, it was 60 hours minimum a week. I mean, it was really, really a grind. And I was grinding for an awfully long time, so it's time to do some other stuff, get my golf handicap down, be a grandpa, and that's a lot of fun too. Just a different phase.
Good for you.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Do both of you guys have daughters that are doctors?
I'm not sure about the mayor, but yeah, mine's a surgeon over in Minneapolis.
And I'm not sure about Mark, but mine is internal medicine in New York.
Yeah. Outstanding.
Where did she go to school?
She went undergrad at Madison. Medical school down at Tulane in New Orleans.
Tulane.
And that made for fun campus visits. That's
well, good. Good for her.
That's awesome, Mark. Well, Mark, just talk a little bit about covering sports. I mean, you're one of the last people that this will ever happen with. You never left Green Bay, basically. You started in high school at Promontre, you and Kevin Harlan and that whole bunch. And you got a job right away. And you were like, you know what? This isn't a bad gig. I'm in an NFL town. Why leave? I mean, I don't know if you'll find many kids that can do that these days. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I thought about it. When you're getting into the media, you're thinking, the network, the major markets. Let's start climbing, from Green Bay to Milwaukee to Chicago to New York to the network.
Yep.
I really didn't feel like doing that. And once the kids came around, I just said, I'm going to dig in. I'm in a town where, you know, I've got an NFL team. I can cover the Brewers, the Bucks, everything else that goes in between it, the preps, the colleges. Yeah, it was a fun gig. So I just dug in, and rather be a, you know, I hate to say this, a little fish in a big pond, I'll just be a pretty good sized walleye in good old Green Bay.
But another cool part about that, though, Mark, I mean, you'd go from covering, you know, doing the James Lofton show or this show or that show with Mark Murphy and yada, 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 yada. And then the next day you'd be at, you know, Green Bay West High School doing a girls game against East or something. You never thought the game was too big for you.
No, I just love athletic competition. I've just always been a sports geek when I was a kid growing up, playing every game possible. I just love being around it, and I have an affinity for the high school stuff. Just all the coaches and great players I got to see. You know, it was fun.
I want to continue this, but I got to go back to our daughters. I just think you and I give faith to parents out there that smart kids who become doctors don't come from smart parents who are doctors.
Wow.
Aren't you amazed?
We're the exceptions to that rule.
Wow.
I'm sometimes amazed that, like, wow, it's not genetic. So anyway, I just don't know.
That's cool. That's amazing. Both your daughters are doctors. That's pretty amazing.
Both their dads are.
I think that's cool. Hey, Mark, what's the difference? You and I, you know, said we got to just sit and talk over beer sometime about the career and everything like that. But some of those old, and we're going to sound like old guys here, but some of those old school athletic directors and coaches and those guys that had, and you know, some of those guys I talked to them about fighting in World War II and they were still coaching and everything. That was a special era of guys that really were instrumental in the local Northeast Wisconsin sports scene, wasn't it?
I'm gonna think of somebody like you know, Don LaViolette.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, from Abbott Tannings to St. Norbert. I mean, just molding young men and women. And taking the time to be a coach when he probably made, you know, $60 a week, you know, right, extra doing that stuff.
And teaching. Yeah.
They leave such an indelible impression on what those guys and gals became. Stuff like that, you don't forget.
Mark, talk to me a little bit about the changes. You know, I know you covered the Packers, but I want to talk about high school a little bit. What are some of the biggest changes you've seen? I mean, obviously technology's changed a lot, but the attitude of the community, the kids, the coaching?
It's still there. I think of, you know, maybe more so in like Luxembourg Casco or Seymour. But what I've noticed, Jim, is that just the investment school districts and schools,
yeah,
booster clubs have made in facilities. My God, it's just ridiculous. I mean, look at the University of Bayport. I mean, and it's
University
it's
of Nina. Go to Nina, yeah, sometime.
It's everywhere. And then finally to see, you know, Del Marcel get rebuilt. Fantastic.
Hey, on the other side, Mark, how about the indoor facility at Westy Pier? That's better than 90% of the colleges you'll find.
No, wow. I know. It's amazing. It's just unbelievable. But then on the other side, what I'm really worried about is the infiltration of NIL influence at the collegiate level. There was talk of passing an NIL bill for high schools, yeah, in this state last year, and that really worries me.
No question about it. Hey, Mark, another thing though we always talk about a little bit in regards to covering the Packers, that really changed over the years. I mean, when you and I were there, and we would be there schlepping our recorders or whatever at 8 o'clock in the morning for two-a-days, and then we'd all gather around Forrest or whomever, and then just walk into the locker room, interview anybody we want, come back for the afternoon practice, same thing. I mean, it was such a almost like a casual relationship. That really changed over the years, Mark. And for the media people, I think not in a great way as far as just the pure enjoyment you got out of that job. Would you agree?
Yeah, there's something to that. Access has been reeled in by, you know, the Packers, okay? It's very specific now when we can see guys, for how long, press conferences here and there. When time was, I used to walk right into the building and run upstairs past Lee Remmel and say, "Hey, Lee, hi, Shirley Leonard. I'm just going up here to talk to Hank Bulla for a couple of minutes, you know, Forrest's defensive coordinator," because he was such a great character.
Wait. You walked in there and you didn't say hello to Linda, the nicest person in the world?
Well, you know, yeah, you got to get past Linda first.
There you go.
You know, But Lee's office was right to the side in the old administration building, and then you would walk upstairs. Yeah. Now it's a little tougher, for sure. I think organizations are much more conscious of controlling the message that's getting out of the building rather than having players become unnamed sources and, you know, reporters who were really dogged back in our day were digging up stuff that were driving them crazy. So that just doesn't happen as much.
And I've said that working, well, I don't want to make that analogy again, but it is pretty tight-lipped over there. On development as well. As I mean, you covered the sports side, but, you know, that's an institution.
Well, I was a news guy for a long time, Mayor, even in your administration.
Yeah, and boy.
Well, there's so many layers now. I mean, it used to be Lee Rebel and whatever, like, intern he would have, and now there's just levels, isn't there, though, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, their PR guy, Jason Hollers, is an executive vice president now of the organization. So, that's a little different.
Yeah. All right.
Mark, it's talking with some of the guys, if you could go back in time, you know, 25 years ago or something, who would you love to go back and sit and talk with? Because we used to be able to just sit and talk with those guys where it wasn't just the microphone in their face. Who would be some of those guys?
You and I both loved Lynn Dickey.
Yeah.
You know, and, last time I talked to Lynn, I saw him this summer at the Packer Hall of Fame golf outing. And I told him then, I said, the one thing I really appreciated about you, Lynn, was you were so honest. You were so honest. Never threw guys under the bus and just told it like it was. And then you could go out and have a beer with them and talk about anything else, whether it was, you know, right turns on red or what bar is the best in Green Bay, anything, and have fun with it. Because a lot of those guys, John, growing up now, they're my age. They were my contemporaries in the 80s. We were all 20-somethings. And so now I don't think I could ever suggest doing that with, let's say, a Jair Alexander, for instance.
You know, I remember talking about how things have changed. I remember being in Milwaukee after a game, and Lynn had taken kind of a beating, and they didn't have to go back.
Really?
And he goes, hey, John, you driving back? I go, yeah. He goes, I'm going to catch a ride, but we got to stop for a six-pack. I'm with a starting quarterback in the NFL in a station car and an open beer. And then somebody else said, hey, Lynn, I'm going, I don't know if Kaufman or whatever. Oh, thanks anyway, John. And you know what I mean, though? I mean, that's how casual the relationship was.
I remember Eddie West had a beat-up old car. I can't remember the make or model, but it was just a beater, you know, Eddie West, the old box.
Oh, yeah?
And one day after practice, he asked me if I could give him a ride to the auto shop over on Belt Avenue that was fixing it. And I said, sure. I can't imagine a guy today asking me to do that.
No, you know? It wouldn't happen. Or like I tell this story about the time I bought Lynn Dickey's car, this ugly yellow Buick four-door, okay? And he said, I go, hey, I'll buy. So I buy his car. And say, I'm driving Lynn Dickey's car. And one day, go to start it up, and I keep flooring it, and the engine blew. So I call him. I go, hey, Lynn, how you doing? Hey, John Boy, how's it going in Green Bay? I'm like, good, except, you know that car I bought from you? He goes, yeah, how's it going? I said, well, the engine blew on it, Lynn. It's shot. He goes, oh, man, am I glad I got rid of that one idea. Not, oh, that's too bad. I'll save you some money.
No kidding.
But it was just a good casual relationship we had with the players in those days.
Certainly not conversations and interactions we'd have with, let's say, an Aaron Rodgers.
No, down at, you know, Nicky's or someplace, Sebastian's or someplace.
It just doesn't happen,
Doesn't happen. Well, Mark, can you hang on? I know you got another show to do. Can we set it to 1 minute break and have you back on the other side? Talk a little bit more about tonight's game?
Yeah, no problem.
Sounds great. Mark Daniels, legendary sportscaster from Green Bay, joining us back in a minute.
You going with the over-under?
I'm taking little white pills and my eyes open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a wine. I've been a passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor here on Trucker Thursday at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS in Oshkosh, and of course, the Civic Media app. We're talking with legendary sportscaster Mark Daniels. Mark, Jim just brought up an interesting question that I don't have an answer for. About the Flames.
What's that, Jim?
Well, no, did the Packers still have, even you've been covering them all those years, of this small town team, right? I mean, they kind of do, and community owned, you know, and they like that. They like to leverage it. I just saw that special on John Madden over the Thanksgiving, and, you know, he was a guy that drove me nuts, wrote him a couple letters, but Green Bay spotted with farms, you know, when we flew in. It's like, wait a minute, you know, we're kind of, we got a city. But the Packers, do they... Most of these teams fly private, you know, if the owner comes in, you know, I just remember when we would come and welcome them. Do they fly private or is it all still, they just charter that?
No, almost every team, maybe outside a couple. I know Robert Kraft has his own, you know, fleet of jets for the Patriots. But, yeah, they'll just charter their own, you know, 737 or whatever they need to get over here. They certainly don't fly commercial.
Okay, but what? Okay, all right.
That's what the question was.
That's kind of
like
what
if
the question
Mark Murphy is going to the NFL meetings in Las Vegas, they have their own charter, huh?
They fly private.
Oh, if he's doing that, they'll just hook up with you know, one of Executive Air's planes or whatever. Yeah. I think they got to deal with, you know, those guys where, you know, they're not just hopping on the next Central Airlines, you know,
the Blue Goose. But Jim was saying, didn't you sit next to an NFL coach on commercial?
I did. The coach when I first
Which
met
coach?
Him,
LaFleur.
Yeah, he was in coach.
Really?
He was in coach, window seat, went down, talked to him, introduced myself, said, get a parking ticket, you know, give me a call. But he was in coach. I was just surprised. I thought, are you just doing that to kind of like show the people in Green Bay that you're doing that? And then you get off and you get into a private jet. I was just curious. There's so much
more. You know, like when they wing in players for workouts or whatever, once they're cut, they send them home. They put them all on commercial aircraft. They do.
Hey, Mark, you talk about another thing that's just funny. You would say that. Because I remember back in the day, and some guy would come in for a workout, and they would send, like, the equipment assistant intern in his own little private car to pick up some of these guys. You remember that, Mark?
Yeah. I remember, John Gruden was, you know, kind of the chauffeur for Mike Holmgren, and he was kind of the gopher in his early career, too.
I remember on a day like today, and the Packers would practice outside if they're going to be playing outside. And I remember John Gruden leaving practice to go warm up Mike Holmgren's car.
I know. <yeah. laughs>
So what do you think about Holmgren, NFL Hall of Fame?
I think he's got a real good shot now. You know, he got past some of the toughest competition, you know, in this last round with Shanahan Coughlin not making the cut to a finalist. So, and there's only a couple of guys in that group, five of them, I think, in this you know, seniors, contributors category, and three of them can get in with 80% of the vote. I think Mike's got a real good chance. So does Sterling Sharp, to tell you the truth. So we'll have to wait and see.
Wow.
But that'll be announced right before the Super Bowl.
I'll tell you what, that was pretty cool with Leroy getting in. I mean, that kind of like ushered in a new era of potential Packers getting in. Mark, you're on the Packer Hall of Fame committee. Are there guys that, can you talk about, are there guys that are like on the fence that would have a shot, or would you rather not?
Yeah, no, we really don't talk about that. Okay. We'll talk about who got in. And, well, you know, obviously this year it's been announced about Mark Murphy, and, you know, very well deserving. You know, he certainly perpetuated what Bob Harlan did in the transformation of the physical franchise, just as much as the football operations. And to do what he did with Titletown and still maintain a level of success on the field, it's deserving.
You know, Mark, I just want to go back to one other story I said earlier about those old school coaches that we used to deal with. And I remember this story one time, and you mentioned again, the reason I thought about this is Don LaViolette. And he had that volunteer staff basically over at St. Norbert back in the day, mid-80s. And I was sitting around talking with some of those guys before practice one day, and they're talking. And the guy said, yeah, I played. The way I asked him, you play here? I said, yeah, you played here. I came back from the war, and we played here. And a bunch of us were all in the same dorm. And the priest came up to us one day and said, came in a little late. He says, guys, our curfew is 9 o'clock. This door is going to be locked. You'll be back in your beds by 9 o'clock. And one of the guys said, hey, Father, I got to tell you something. I just came back from killing a bunch of guys. I'll come back in whenever the hell I want. And it was like that era of guys.
Yeah. Special.
And what about all the money in the NFL now, Mark? I mean, what do you, as a guy who followed the NFL all those years, is it crazy? Is it?
Yeah. I mean, how can a player earn $55 million a year? And I said, well, it's because teams can afford to pay him $55 million a year. I mean, what Amazon and the new broadcast rights and everything else, that's, the NFL is a $10 billion a year industry. So, yeah, it's just the way it is. I remember the first $100,000 guy, and that was just such an unbelievable figure back in the time. So, the money is what it is. This is an unbelievably lucrative enterprise, professional football in this country. So, you know, that's the going rate.
Hey, Mark, I know you've got another interview to do coming up in a minute, so we're going to let you go. I'm sorry if we took you over at all.
No, we're all good.
Okay, we want to get you on again because I want to talk about a book that you're working on right now that I think is going to be fascinating. But it's great to have you on, and we'd like to have you on a lot more, okay?
Yeah, we would. Happy holidays to you, Mark. You're a great guy.
John, Jim, good to chat with you guys.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Take care.
See ya.
Mark Daniels joining us.
He's a good guy. He never had an attitude.
Just well, I love the fact, I don't know if you'll ever find anybody that, you know, when, you know, he and I were, like I said, I'd love to see a picture of this somehow. He and I both standing outside of the Northland Hotel in like 1973 or 74 or whatever, waiting for Packer players. He and I were both standing there. We didn't know it.
Yeah.
And then he stayed in Green Bay and made his whole career here.
Yeah. But one day could be covering the Packers and, like you said, the next day high school sports.
No question about it. He could come back from the Super Bowl and all of a sudden go to like Green Bay S.
Yep.
Green Bay West girls basketball.
He did say he's, you know, going to get his golf game a little bit better and be a good grandfather. But I wonder if he's going to do something else because he's not old. He's got a ton of energy and knowledge. So it's interesting to see if he takes a year or two break and then comes back.
But it's fun sitting and talking with him about that because we probably witnessed firsthand the biggest transformation in all of sports. And that's from the NFL being, okay, fun, and the Packers being a low-class team. And I say that because they were having all the issues they were having with things off the field and Forrest Gregg and yada, yada, and all the things that happened to what the whole entity of the Green Bay Packers is right now. So I think it's kind of fun that he and I both were there for that whole transformation. Cool. So we're going to talk more with Mark Daniels coming up down the road. But coming up next, very special guest, the new host on Fox 11's cooking show. A little disappointed, going to be honest with you, that Mino and the Mayor with Meals or whatever we're going to call it didn't, you know, she beat us up. But Chef,
we'll find
Jill
out.
Everman joining
we'll trip
us
her up
right after this.
And I think that's just fine, but if you can spare a minute, well, I'd like to tell you mine.
There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks. No double clutching, gear jamming, coffee drinking nuts.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 98.3 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. President-elect Donald Trump's pick for the Health and Human Services Secretary recently made a dubious claim about the percentage of children taking antidepressants. Wisconsin Watch's Tricia Young has this fact check.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. claimed in Milwaukee that, quote, 40% of our kids are on antidepressants, unquote. However, the latest data indicate that fewer than 8% of U.S. minors use these medications. A 2022 federal survey found 6.6% of children had used a psychotropic medication like an antidepressant in the prior month. Another 2024 study from the University of Michigan found 7.9% of teens filled at least one antidepressant prescription in 2022. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Hundreds of thousands will visit the greater Green Bay area in April when the NFL Draft 2025 comes to Lambeau Field. Organizers have sent postcards with a link to a survey to residents and businesses near the draft staging area around Lambeau and Titletown to discover who may be offering parking during the draft. Nick Meisner of Discover Green Bay said organizers want to be able to communicate amenities, such as additional parking, with their visitors. The University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh is one of only three UW system universities that has its own bookstore. The rest of the universities outsource their bookstores to an outside vendor. Now UWO is looking at the possibility of outsourcing as well. Chancellor Andrew Levitt said the university will examine bids through next spring, but a final decision on whether to outsource has not been made. I'm Lisa Hale, 98.3 WISS News. For news anytime, log on to WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If it's huge blockbusters or holiday films you're looking for in theaters this weekend, you will have to see films that are already released. But if you're not ready to throw yourself into the world of holiday films just yet, or are in the mood for some offbeat, quirky flicks, this could be your weekend. Comedy sci-fi Y2K rolls out Friday and takes us back to 1999 when the world was in a panic over what would happen when the clock struck midnight on New Year's Eve. The film follows two high schoolers who crash a New Year's Eve party and end up fighting for their lives. If you're in the mood for a Lou Diamond Phillips movie, and who isn't, check out the horror film Werewolves, which also stars Frank Grillo, but has not yet been reviewed, so beware. If you're looking for a comedy horror, the film Night opens this week in wide release as well. The film stars Amy Adams playing a mom who takes time off work to stay home with her kids, but finds herself turning into a dog. I did not misspeak. Despite the offbeat storyline, the film is pulling a 63 on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The wind will gradually die down this morning. By this afternoon, cold but not windy. We'll get to around 27 for a high today. Tonight, 13. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 25. And then we will bounce back into the mid-30s Saturday, into the mid-40s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating him for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Joining us right now, and a very exciting person, Jill Everman, the new host on Fox 11's, used to be Living with Amy, and of course, one of the owners of Gathering on Broadway.
Gather on Broadway.
Gather on Broadway, which is a beautiful place.
Thank you.
Just the actual building. I remember I told you I did that story there, just the architecture inside. And Jim and I talk about this all the time. Coolest thing in the world is when downtown Green Bay doesn't knock down a building, it restores a building and brings it back to what it used to be and bring back its life. So before we talk about all that, tell me about Gather on Broadway, how you put that building together, and what used to be there.
Absolutely. Do you guys remember what used to be there or no?
No.
I feel like you would know.
I know. I did.
Because you had so much to do with building up the downtown.
Yeah. Whatever it was, I didn't like it. Okay.
Jones Automotive.
That's all right. Jones
Automotive. Old automotive shop.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was one of those things where I had
when I did the story, I remember trying to find old pictures of me. Didn't it used to be an auto dealer back in like the 30s or something?
Automotive repair shop.
Oh, it was a repair shop.
Yeah,
at the time.
So like even our front door is one of the old garage doors.
Right.
We kept a lot of the integrity of the original building.
Love it.
I just didn't have a lot of sentimental connection towards, I could walk into a building and say, this.
Sure.
The building's awesome, but
yeah,
well, the internal. And he still scolds me about tearing the mall down. But I mean, that was a dog. It just, you know, that wasn't worth preserving. I mean, that was just that was just a parking lot. The square footage was nothing. But Broadway, there's a lot of investment in there. And thanks to people like you is why we keep investing in it.
Talked with Mark Daniels about, he and I started at the same time pretty much covering sports in Green Bay and how things have changed. When I started in Green Bay in the mid-80s, I wouldn't walk down Broadway at night.
And now that's one of my favorite
streets in the world to walk down.
You know, it's really funny because I left after high school. I moved out to Los Angeles. And then I would come back and it would just be snapshots of like what Green Bay was doing and how it was being built. And when I had a high school friend say, hey, this really cool building's available, do you want to take a look at it on Broadway? I was like, on Broadway?
Exactly.
I don't need cocaine. Like, what am I doing on Broadway?
Exactly. So, or hang out at a biker bar.
Right.
Yeah.
So I was shocked when I come back and look at Broadway and how it was rebuilt and these young businesses coming in, and it was really inspiring, and it really made my husband and I want to be part of this kind of up and coming area. Now it's got such great things.
Vibrancy.
Yes, a lot of energy, a lot of great things. And
love it.
And always work to do, though. I mean,
you
can never throttle back on development in downtowns. And you hear this all the time, any city you go to, any mayor you talk to, and it's like, man, you're doing great. It's like, well, yeah, we got more to do. You know what I mean? And that's just the way it is. But it's people like you that make it work. And
good.
We appreciate that.
I just want to say
one other thing. I've been to your place many times for fundraisers. And we have the thing coming up for the Children's Museum. I know that event's coming up.
That was last night.
Oh, it was last night.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. How was that?
You would have loved
Is that great?
It was last.
That was okay. Yeah. Did you get a text from Heather inviting us or anything? Did you get one? Because I didn't.
Oh,
okay.
You know, I talked to Heather last night, and she kept saying the entire night, where are those guys?
Yeah,
so she was pretty mad at you.
I must have got lost
really
in the mail.
Mad.
Interesting.
Jim gets invited, I don't. Whoa. Thanks, Heather.
Yeah.
I think most people at this point just assume if one of you come, the other will be there.
First thing AJ Dillon said to me the other night at the Boys and Girls Club, hey, Mino, where's the mayor?
Yep.
Yes, you guys are a fearsome twosome now.
You did the Ecumenical Partnership that was recently there. I was at that event. So, you know what? I thought that thing was next week. I got to be honest with you. Sorry, I'll send a check.
There's so many things happening right now, it's hard to keep track of
it. This is a tough time to keep track of everything. And you want to go and support it, and especially these nonprofits, right? And I'm sure you give them a great deal, and we appreciate that. But, hey, you are kind of, Johnny and I were a little bit jealous when we read it, but we're happy for you because we have to say that so that our listeners stay tuned. We're happy. Congratulations. You took a job that we kind of wanted. Amy retired from, how long was she there?
11. 15
years?
She was there for, she did Living with Amy for 16 years.
16.
And
wow.
Then she was with the company, I believe, for over 30.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh.
So she's got quite the legacy over there.
And we like to eat. And
I'm a creative cook.
You were telling me about your spam recipe.
Yes.
Write them down. I need to know.
So but what we proposed to Fox 11 was meals with Mino and the mayor.
And next thing we knew, boom.
Boom. Hey.
Your front page of the paper.
You think they would have called us and said, hey, you guys were so close.
Right.
Really?
Let us down
so
lightly.
They told me it was neck and neck when I was interviewing.
Right.
They said
let
neck us. And neck.
I'll take that.
Okay. You are something you do have on us. You are like certified, like licensed or what is your degree?
So,
and how many don't we tell how great of a chef you are by the number of creases in your hat?
I don't wear a hat because it ruins my hair. So I don't wear a hat. Okay. But maybe the wrinkles in my forehead for working in hot kitchens for 20 years. I got my training out in Los Angeles and then worked through fine dining restaurants for 20 years. So I definitely have the creds when it comes to the cooking ability. But then when it comes to the camera ability, I've done Food Network. I've done the Today Show. I've done Rachel Ray. I've done Iron Chef. I've done Yummo! Local TV for years. So it's one of those things.
That was always her catchphrase, wasn't it, Rachel Ray? Yummo!
Yummo was a big one for her. And then over the last year, I've worked with Channel 5 and had my own cooking show on Channel 5 for the last year. So yeah. I definitely love camera teaching, camera work, having a great time with guests. So when you come on and you teach me these incredible spam recipes, I'm ready for you.
That will be John Minel.
Absolutely.
You're not eating spam
no way.
Recipes.
Absolutely. I think I've never had spam.
What would have been your signature dish if you were to go on and show your chops? What you got?
Oh, probably chicken cacciatore. Making that and I do it right. It's great. And even with the, you put that little pine branch on there. I mean, I do
the rosemary.
Yeah. The presentation.
Sorry.
Pine branch.
Well, that's
have some hemlock.
I trying to put it in. Okay.
Wait, one thing I have to talk, and I've even mentioned this to Jim. I don't care what level of a cook or chef, whatever it would be. I mean, even if it's the old, country kitchen or someplace like that. Okay. How somebody back there can take six different orders from all these people out there and he wants his eggs over easy this way. How you people who work in that business can keep everything straight. And I've watched those shows and something. I can't even imagine being in Los Angeles at a restaurant like that and everything is judged and you have to, under pressure, perform brilliantly. Or you fail. It's just a pass fail in that business, isn't it?
You know what's funny is we're really just a cast of misfits in the way, like, I was not, like, my husband, brilliant, valedictorian, all these things. I was a C's get degrees girl.
Where'd you go to high school?
Southwest.
Were you a Troyette?
I was a cheerleader. I wasn't a Troyette.
All right.
But I didn't take to school. I don't have common sense with a lot of things. But then all of a sudden, when it comes to being in the kitchen and you have 17 things going on at once and the camaraderie and the yelling and making sure you're organized and the delegation and all the things, like, it came so natural to me and so easy to me. And it's things like, and that's how chefs are. We're just a bunch of misfits who just happen to be able to click right into that.
Todd, can you think of a worse human being in that line of work than me?
Oh, my God.
What, misfit?
No, the part about keeping it all together and this going on. I'll just move that. And putting it all together.
Were there people, like, I think of Anthony Bourdain and stuff like that, right? Great writer and did some great TV stuff.
Brilliant.
Was there somebody that, not only in the chef world, but also maybe in the TV world, that you kind of aspire to be like?
Okay, this is going to be really weird to three men about this.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman. Woman girl. I because she's so smart, she's so calculated, she's such a beacon of, like, leadership, but at the same time, she loves kids and she loves romance and she loves food and she loves fashion, but then at the same time she can dominate everything. It's not a chef for me, it's Wonder Woman.
What was her name again? You talked about the TV
Linda
show.
Carter.
Linda Carter.
Well, I'm more of a Gal Gadot, like, if you watch the most recent, like, Wonder Woman. It's amazing. So
I love Gal Gadot.
I
love Gal Gadot.
Yeah, she's the best.
Love her. She's the best. Was it Chelsea in Captain America or something, too?
I don't know. I only watched that one because I didn't want to ruin it.
You didn't watch Linda Carter doing her other thing?
I mean, I did. She had those roller skates and would spin around. And then, it was cute.
Yeah.
It was cute, but it was more. Todd, so for me, it's not a chef.
Well, she's younger than us, John. That's why.
Todd, do you remember Linda Evans? What's her name again?
Linda Carter.
On Battle of the TV Stars, of the Network Stars.
Listen.
That just ages
Todd,
in Linda Evans.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I remember Bruce Jenner on that.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I remember that.
That's just the original.
Oh, God, I'm inspired already. Let's go.
Is that going to be your theme?
Who wants to arm wrestle?
That's a theme song on your show?
Yeah, right. It should be, right?
Yes.
Actually,
I think so.
When are you kicking off your show?
Okay, so my first episode is going to be January 13th. It is a Monday, so we're starting off that week strong. But I'm going to be on Living with Amy next week because it's her last week. Is it next week or the week after? The 20th, I think, is her last show. So I'm going to be coming on, I think, the day before just to...
tell me about
the reins.
Tell me about the interview process. I know you beat us out, but what was it? Did you cook for them?
I did not cook. I feel like I didn't need to prove myself in that way because I've been on the show like dozens of times and I think they know my chops and they know my background. So they weren't concerned about that. It was more...
Can you fit it into your life?
Can I fit it into my life was a big one. And it was a long process. I think they had a lot of really good candidates interview. So it was like a couple months.
I don't feel so bad now.
Especially you guys. It was, like I said, neck and neck.
What are you going to cook?
Let's be honest. Visually, we would have been a success. Yeah. Let's just go
money
with that.
Eye candy.
I got to ask.
Lady sitting there in the morning.
Yeah.
I got to turn on mine and look at the
entire show. The entire show would be the camera above the desk on the floor. Yeah.
The overhead show.
No shots of us.
They would never show
that,
you
they might
guys
see
at
our
all.
Hands.
But that one chef is a little puffy. That guy's selling his, the Italian guy.
Mario Batali?
Yeah, that guy selling the dishes?
Yeah.
That dude, he didn't look too healthy to me.
You can't trust a skinny chef. I mean, you're eating anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Hey, do you have your recipe laid out? Did you have to say to him, on Monday I'm going to do this, Tuesday? Do you know what you're making on Monday, the 13th?
With 20 years under my belt, the arsenal I have of recipes and ideas and tips and tricks and all the things is endless. So I get more excited about the creativity part. And I think, you know, when you look at my background, it can be a little, how is she going to relate to us? Because Amy has very relatable recipes. They're quick and they're busy for busy parents and, you know, things like that. But for me, I have two little boys. I cook constantly at home, and it's not like I'm making foie gras at home, okay? I am making one-pot wonders and great soups, and it's just how to take your everyday food and elevate it. You already make chicken pot pie. Everybody loves it, but what if you took out the potatoes and you put in ramen noodles? Let's go. Like, that's the stuff I'm going to be bringing is your everyday traditional stuff, but here's how to make it a little bit better.
See, that's awesome. Because we were like, put in this bread and push this lever down, and it comes back as toast.
Wait, go through that again.
That was Johnny and I.
Go through that again. I missed that tip. What was it now? Like,
yeah, I know, right? I've been going too fast for you.
Stop giving away our secrets, Jim.
Damn, we didn't get the job.
We still got a chance at PBS or someplace.
And then we went in because we felt like, ooh, we're kind of on the edge. So we went in next with the spam.
Yeah, that was.
And we thought that would.
You can do things with spam that are so delicious, it's mind-boggling.
Are you a spam guy? Yeah. Are you actually? Okay.
Oh, 100%.
I know, right?
I wasn't sure.
Let me tell you something that's so delicious.
Okay, tell me.
This would be a great little thing for a party, okay?
Tell me.
Nobody's going to buy it.
For a party, Jim, spam, melted cheese,
what mushroom. What kind of cheese?
Pretty much any kind of cheese.
Okay. Okay. This is after you smoke the weed, that party, just so that you know why you're going
to
eat it.
Pay no attention to that. Spam, okay, melted cheese.
Got it.
Mushrooms, and some olive-flavored mayonnaise. It's unbelievable. On a cracker. It's unbelievable. Unlike a Triscuit.
That sounds so good.
I know. It is. It's delicious.
She's shaking her head.
No, so. She's not.
Yeah, she is.
No, she's not.
You agree with the weed part?
Yeah. Stop it.
I mean, you
And if you make it a little fancier, you can just fry up some bacon. Or not even fry up bacon. Just get the microwave bacon and put a piece of that on there.
It gets better.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's microwave bacon.
Yeah. Talk about checking the boxes on nutrition and health.
I got to write this down.
I'm sure our listeners are.
Nikki just said, tell Mino, no means no.
Right. All right. Jill Everman, new host of Fox 11's cooking show. Got to ask you one more question, though. Young girl, Green Bay Southwest. How'd you have the courage or the inspiration or the backing or the whatever it takes to move to Los Angeles and decide I'm going to start a career in Los Angeles?
I told you, I wasn't a real deep thinker. I just found a cheap apartment online and moved and scared the daylights out of my parents. Yes.
That's what I was going to say. Wow.
I know, and I'm just fresh off the farm, just wait. Oh, here's my favorite thing, though. Do you remember the bank here that used to be downtown? It was called the Time Bank, T-H-Y-M-E?
Yes.
Okay. So their ATM machines.
It was a little bank.
It was a little bank, little local bank.
It was like the
corner bank. Yeah.
But their ATMs were called time machines.
I know. I still call them time machines.
I would wander around LA asking people, "Can you tell me where I can find the time machine?" Because I needed to get some money out. They all thought I was nuts in LA, and I was like, "I didn't care."
I still use that term.
Yeah, the time machine.
I still use time machine. Well, we got to find a time machine.
Same.
When Jim and I went to a place for breakfast, and they wouldn't take plastic.
So you
and
time
asked if they're and the, no. Here's the thing: the lady behind the bar said we've got a time machine over there.
I am not crazy, Tommy. My husband's listening. To anything. Never believes me with this story.
She
Tommy,
said
I was
it to us.
Lying.
We've got a time machine. So there you go. We just had a quick break. Jill Everman, new
Thank
host
you.
Of Fox 11's Cooking Show, back after this.
Ooh, I'm driving my life away. Looking for a girl. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This holiday season, Bank First in Oshkosh is proud to support the community as a Toys for Tots drop-off site. Located at 1159 North Kohler Street near Highway 41 and Amro Road, they're making it easy to spread holiday cheer to kids in need. Stop by with your new unwrapped toys and join them in making a difference. At Bank First, they're dedicated to giving back and building brighter holidays for everyone. Learn more at bankfirst.com. That's bankfirst.com. Bank First. Member FDIC.
Edgar Sawyer gave his home to the city of Oshkosh for the benefit of the public. In 1924, the Oshkosh Public Museum first opened its doors. The museum has grown since the 20s, including the addition of the Steiger Wing in the 80s, with expanded gallery spaces and dedicated archives. Be sure to check out the newly remodeled second floor with contemporary Native American art and Tiffany stained glass windows. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4:30. Plan your next visit this weekend at OshkoshMuseum.org.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here. Getting close to wrapping it up on a Thursday morning. Trucker Thursday game day. Green Bay Packers in Detroit tonight. That's going to be spectacular. Cannot wait for that. We're Chef Jill Everman, new host on Fox 11's cooking show. But I want to talk about, I mean, you're gonna kill it. You're just going to kill it. But tell me a little bit more about Gather on Broadway, because you were the first of its kind around here, weren't you? I know there's others now in different places, but you seem to be the trailblazer on that.
Thank you.
So that was a leap of faith, wasn't it?
It definitely was. But every time I would come home for a wedding or a special event, it was kind of being held in the same hotel ballroom and the same carpet, and everyone kind of saw the same thing. So when we saw this old industrial building, and then we really want to make it chef-driven, like, I will eat broasted chicken all day. It's one of my favorite things. I don't want to make it. I want to make, like, fine dining, super delicious food. So that's our focus as well, and just hospitality and all the things that just make a great event.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I love it. And everyone keeps asking, how am I going to balance both? Because I'm there full time. But my husband's really taking the reins right now, and I'll be coming in still overseeing and whatever. But my day to day there is now not so much a day to day. I'll be over at Fox 11, and phenomenal. I'm so excited.
Good for you.
That's going to be awesome.
I know.
And you can, that's going to probably, well, your business, you don't need any help at Gather, but that will help your business too a little bit, because you can bring in a lot of the, I saw you make that. Can you make that for my wedding or for my party?
I had thought about that. And poor Maddie. Maddie is my sous chef and catering manager. And I'm like, you're going to be getting really weird requests for things that I'm making on TV.
I saw her make that.
I thought about that. And I mean, I'm obviously not there to, like, peddle my business. At Fox 11 is now my priority. At the same time, they have been so kind of being like, of course, mention what's going on, or of course you can mention, because that's my life, right? I own a business. I have two kids. These are things I'm going to be talking about on air.
Okay, we have to ask you this question. You always kind of answered Jim. He always wants to know who was the inspiration, and yours was Wonder Woman.
Yep.
Okay. The other one, who's the one that gave you that final bit of advice of, you know what, I know it's scary, I know it's, you know, whatever, whatever. Oh, it's a walk-in space. But you know what? Bleep it. Go ahead and do it. Who's that person
in your
life?
For Gather?
Yeah. No, for going out to L.A. on your own as a young girl to learn how to be a chef.
My parents were supportive.
Okay. But you didn't have a teacher in high school?
No. I just went. I'm just very stubborn. I didn't want to go to college.
Wow.
I was like, I got nothing. I'm interested in college. I want to go and play. And I flipped a quarter. It was New York or L.A. And L.A. won, and I got an apartment like 2 weeks later online.
And how'd you support yourself?
I worked at Victoria's Secret and got fired on day three. And then I walked across the street to a restaurant and started at a restaurant. And this is how the whole journey started.
How do you get fired from Victoria's Secret?
This little brat in the dressing room wouldn't get out. So I have four brothers. I'm Midwest. I grabbed him by his neck and threw him out. And apparently, you're not allowed to do that. But he had it coming into this day.
Why was there a guy in Victoria's
She's
Secret?
One of those guys
it
that
was
has that fetish.
It was a little boy. It's like a 10-year-old boy. Right. And he was being a jerk.
Trying on women's underwear. Yeah.
that's a different part about. Of LA. But yes, that happens a lot as well.
That's funny.
And then how about for Gather? I mean, there's other opportunities. What was the inspiration for that? Is your husband or your neighbor?
Honestly, being in LA, so expensive. Yeah. And neither of us were in the business of like acting, directing, things like that. So it just made sense to, we had kids. Guess what's affordable? Green Bay. That's where the grandparents are. That's where opportunities are. My husband and I wanted to open a business. So it really worked out really well. This is back when housing prices were awesome.
Yeah.
So it's like just to walk him through what we could get versus what we were paying in LA, that alone kind of solidified.
You know, that's one thing we were talking about too a little bit with the Packers back in the day. You know, they weren't making a lot of money, but everybody said the same thing. Oh, man. Versus when I was in Chicago or Cleveland or whatever, what I can live for in Green Bay.
Right.
Versus, and one of the guys came from New York from the Giants, and he got rented a place in Dykesville. And the other guys were like, man, why are you so far out of town? He goes, dude, I'm living on what looks like the ocean and a beach.
Yes.
Okay. Right. In New York, it would take me an hour and a half to get to practice every day.
100%.
You have no idea how good you guys have it here.
Oh, I know. I mean, even when it came time to sell our house in LA, I mean, our house was under 900 square feet. And we sold it for like $430,000.
Wow.
This is before the prices were high.
No, yeah.
I mean, it's insane. It's so stupid. It wasn't even a great house or a great neighborhood.
People can say that, you know, real estate's gone up, and it has, especially in the last 5 years. But we still, when we win those awards, one of the factors in there is
cost of living.
Yeah.
100%.
And it's still there.
I agree.
It doesn't sometimes feel like it.
And prices are coming down every time. I'm always on Zillow watching and cut by 25, cut by 10,000. They're coming down.
We have realtors that come on here every week in the Melcors. And there was an article that housing crash. I don't think it's going to happen because of the supply.
November was the slowest month in like 5 years.
So it's interesting to watch real estate. And it's just interesting to watch because that's a big investment. But the attraction to Green Bay, you know, crime is good. Amenities like your place and Packers and Meyer
Theater.
And you
guys are neighbors, is that right? You two guys?
I can literally see his house from my house.
Wow.
Yeah. We love coming to trick or treat at your house because you give the full size candy bars.
Oh.
So we always go to your house first. My kids love it. Like,
you
go to
just
house?
Made his day. He bragged about those candy bars.
Our first hit.
Month of October and into November. Am I wrong, Todd?
Jim likes being popular. No. Everybody likes to go to his house. Right.
Was his dog on the porch to greet you?
Of course.
Oh.
That's part of the fun.
You didn't scare him away?
Does the dog run away from you when you come by?
He's a little shy. Did you see Milton?
We saw Milton, but we have a Bernese Mountain Dog puppy right now. I don't know if you remember that, but he's a freaking spaz. So I'm sure he scared your dog away because he's a nut job.
I'm sure he did.
See, my dog.
I scared him away and I'm not a nut job. Right,
but
Todd?
I am. So now we're working with him.
Todd, your mic up? Todd. I just shook his head.
I don't know.
Hey, Jill.
Well, good luck with everything.
Yeah.
You've got
Thank you so much.
You're going to be phenomenal.
Yeah, but it's nice that some people get into something and they stay there. You're reaching out, right? You're getting on TV with your own cooking show. Plus, you know, you've got some ideas for Gather. I can tell that you're not sharing
and
with
love
us.
It all.
I know.
Living
and
the dream, honestly.
No lie. We always talk about it. Jim hates the brain drain in Green Bay where really talented young people leave. This is just the opposite. It's phenomenal. You brought everything you got from Los Angeles back to Green Bay, your hometown. So happy
you.
For you and proud of you. And
appreciate that. Are you going to come on and do the spam?
Yes!
Okay, done and done. Shake on it.
Okay, deal.
All right.
All right.
And you have to eat it, Jim. You have to try it.
That I'm not shaking on.
Jill Everman, new host on Fox 11, of course, co-owner of The Gathering. No.
Gather on Broadway.
Gather on Broadway. God, I'm an idiot. Enjoy the game tonight, folks. Stay safe. See ya.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that.
You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening to WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in New York requesting a search warrant for a location in the city where they think the suspect in Brian Thompson's killing may have been staying. Thompson, the CEO of United Healthcare, who was gunned down.